Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Lee Jones, who has a very interesting story. It does relate to food. It does relate to culture. I'm just going to let you take it away.
So I took the DNA test from Ancestry.com and 23andMe, and looking at the places that my DNA comes from, it's basically from 75 different countries. Some are very small percentages, some are large percentages. And I was thinking you should eat your culture. And I was like, well, I have the summer to like use and abuse the cuisine of Philadelphia. And my mission, if I can accomplish it, is to eat something from every country that my DNA comes from.
So what are the percentages of? If we're looking at the pie, like what's the biggest pie? Give me kind of like where the most significant portions are from.
Well, for me, they're kind of evened out. So where one part would be from Africa, the other part is from Europe, you know, and it kind of balances out throughout. The unique parts are coming from the smaller percentages where it's like countries I'd never even heard of, like Bonnetville, which is right off Papua New Guinea, other places like I'm Armenian. So yeah, it's a lot. So it was very just fascinating to see. A big curiosity was we were told we were Dutch and I found out I'm Irish. So everyone can kiss me because I'm Irish.
So. Can you give me like a rundown of the 75 different countries
sure.
that you're from?
Let me pull it up here.
Can you put it in order from like the biggest percentage to the smallest percentage?
Right now I have it just happened to be alphabetical.
Oh, okay.
So we can start with Aboriginal, Australian, Albanian, Algerian, Angola, Armenia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belgium, Benin, Bosnia, Botswana, Bougainville, which is that place outside of Papua New Guinea, Bulgaria, Cameroon, Congo, Croatia, Denmark, England, Fiji, Finland, France, Gabon, Georgia, Germany, Ghana, Guinea, Hungary, Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Israel, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, Kosovo, Lebanon, Liechtenstein, which I've never heard of, Luxembourg, Macedonia, and it goes all the way down to Zimbabwe, Zambia, Yemen, Uganda, the UAE, Turkey. So it's across the board.
What are you most drawn to as far as cultures that you want to eat?
Well, I think I want to try and not go to the European ones because I've already probably eaten that food from just traveling. So it would be, you know, like the Republic of Congo, Romania, Serbia, Slovenia, you know, places like that. Where I'm like, well, have I eaten that type of food or not? I'm not sure. And also, I like to drink, so I'm sure I can get some great stories. And me walking into a Slovenian bar, I'm like, hey, how are you? I'm one of you. And just seeing the thing. So
now you're a DJ, so you know like a lot of different people. And you put a call out on Facebook. Tell me about that.
I was just like put it as a Facebook thing for places in Philadelphia, because with this genesis of food that we have, there's so many restaurants. And basically, my friends came in with places to eat from Portuguese, for Lebanese food, for Senegalese, French food, all this typical ones. But it looks like West Philly seems to be the oasis of multicultural food. And it's only like 10 minutes from my house.
Of the 75 different countries, how many cultures have you eaten through so far?
I just assumed that I've probably done about 20 to 25, which would be Europe, Asia, and Australia.
As a base?
As a base, I would assume.
Because
that.
You've traveled a lot.
Just from traveling. You know, now the question is, why I was there, was I actually eating that country's food or was I just eating food? Because one of the things as a DJ, you just kind of eat when you can.
So your mission now is to spend the summer eating your culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets me out, gets me to new places in Philadelphia, gets me to meet new people and new stories.
What's been the most interesting part about this project for you?
I guess right now is to find out when friends are hitting me up, like, oh, I'm this. And they're like, do you want to come over for Christmas? So I do have a lot of people inviting me over for the holidays to come and, you know, literally break bread and experience their culture. So if anyone's out there, if your mom wants to cook for me, I'm down.
Or if your friends want to cook for you.
Yes, yes. Prefer moms over friends.
Moms are good.
Yeah.
Moms are the best cooks.
Yeah.
So you're going to have 75 different moms.
Yes.
Ideally.
Yes. Yes.
That's a very long Christmas.
Yeah. Maybe I'll learn how to cook some of these dishes.
What do you hope to get out of this project?
There was really no hope out of it. It's just more of like, I think from being a DJ, we're always like the postman. We just get awareness. And it's always that one thing. And particularly in the climate that we're in, that people aren't talking to each other and they're staying behind screens. If I can go and put up a Facebook post and someone may just go into an Armenian restaurant or a Scottish restaurant and get a different point of view, then that's way better than Facebook and Instagram. You know, it's people actually being cordial to people.
Also, you know, none of us are one culture.
True.
What have you learned from even just like your DNA tests?
The curious thing is now when I hear places on the radio, because I'll listen to a lot of news radio, like when I found out about me being from the Middle East. Now, all of a sudden, when these countries come up, I do perk up a little bit more. When I hear the overnight service,
you're like, that's me. That's my culture.
Yeah, you know, so it's a lot different, and I'm very fortunate that I do have such a wide thing, and it's kind of like bragging rights because other friends have gotten their DNA, and I'm like, oh, you're from like five countries. That's nice. And someone was kind of like busting my chops the other day. They're like, you truly are a global citizen. I'm like, yeah, I am a product of the earth. So, yeah.
75 countries.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, like some of them are like a point of a percentage or something, but it's there and it's how I got here.
Amazing. So it's kind of like your lineage.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah. It's how I became me. And it does explain some of the quirks I have. And I wonder if that's why I have a wanderlust for traveling. Maybe they're like mini homing beacons.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But what kind of research goes into eating your culture? And you're from 75 different countries now.
So I'll try to find the fortunate thing of Facebook is I can find someone that is this legit, you know, because I don't want to end up going to someone's McDonald's. And then also I can sit there if I'm in the restaurant and just Google, you know, I mean, we do have this technology, but right now I am relying off my friends that are telling me restaurants. And I basically ask them, like, does your family go there for holidays? They're like, yes. And that, therefore, you know, a lot of my friends happen to be from other countries and they're like, this is where we go when we want a little piece of home. So I'll go.
Was there anything that surprised you the most about this?
I think the thing that made me believe about the DNA is a long time ago when I was in Fiji, everyone was saying, I'm Fijian. I'm like, I don't look a thing like a Fijian. And I was going from the mainland to an island called Laluvia, and the boat driver kept saying, you're Fijian. And we were dropping off supplies on the way. And then the 10th stop, I'm like, dude, I'm not Fijian. And he like whistles and says to look him back. And everyone coming to the boat to pick up supplies looked like my cousins. And I was like, okay. And then years later, this percentage comes out from the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it's like kind of where that island was. And it's like, that's part of your DNA. And that's what made me like, okay,
What percentage Fijian are you?
It's from that area. So it's called Micronesia or something like that. I can't get the correct name, but it was like 2%. And I was like, wow. And the remarkable thing is everyone had pretty much my exact same eye color. And I kind of have like a different eye color than others, and yeah, they look like cousins.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
So what was the biggest percentage?
The biggest percentage would be Cameroon and Congo, followed by Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how much of a percentage?
Cameroon and Congo were 23, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales were 18.
Wow.
So you see the percentages after that, they just break down to 8, 9, 7, and keep going to the different threads
That's
of my.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So I highly recommend to anyone to get it done. And also, I found relatives that were related to me all over the world and people that were given up for adoption. So just that to be a conduit that people can meet. And then you never know who you're going to be across the table from.
That's who you should be eating meals with.
Well, yeah, I would have to travel to get to those countries. So I'm right now trying to keep a little
local?
On budget. Yeah, stay
for
local.
Now.
Keep the local economy going. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. Well, anytime you have a DJ gig in these places, you know who to call.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, cousin.
You know. I'm coming over for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It Amazing. Means a big guest list now.
Yeah. What's your favorite new food?
I don't like to have favorites because I don't want to become a repeat offender.
Okay. So you're just going to try everything. That's a big mission.
Yeah, I mean, like a friend of mine, we were in China and we went to the longest line. He goes, why are you eating here? I'm like, if there's a long line, no one's died and don't tell me what I've eaten until I've eaten it. And the same as someone coming to Philadelphia and you introduce them to Scrapple, like don't ask what it is, just eat it. So I'll eat first, ask questions later.
All right. Lee Jones, I wish you luck on your mission of eating through your 75 different cultures that you're from.
Thank you very much, Adas.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.